Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, in the third decade of the 21st century. But we're just pikers here. Steve Forbes is the editor-in-chief and chairman of Forbes Media, which has been around for over 100 years. We're just infants in the business world here compared to Forbes Media. Steve Forbes is our guest and 18-year member of our Brain Trust, editor, author of many books. We need to revive your second edition of the Flat Tax Revolution, Steve, but also remind us about your video on public television, online, too.
Yes, it's called In Money We Trust. It explains money in a very straightforward way. And, Jim, with the Federal Reserve misbehaving, we start to see it in the price of gold. The Fed does not know what it's doing, and we have to worry in the future about inflation. So this movie, In Money We Trust, was timely 2 years ago. It couldn't be more timely today.
Absolutely.
You can find it on InMoneyWeTrust.org, InMoneyWeTrust.org. And I've got a podcast and a webcast, so I'm trying to catch up to you.
He stays busy, folks, and we're so happy about that. We all benefit from that. Hey, Steve, let's talk about going forward in the post-pandemic economy. I call it the new regular because I believe normal is now in a placebo group of a vaccine group, and so we can forget about normal. So in the new regular post-pandemic economy, what do you see going forward? And let's take politics out of it for just a minute. Just the core fundamentals of the marketplace. What do you think?
Well, the core of the country is strong. We saw that going into COVID. We saw that in the recovery that's been made, despite some states like New York dragging their feet on doing sensible measures about the COVID crisis and opening things up. And so if you just continue to do things that enable people to do what we normally do, you're going to see a very powerful economy. And the small business part is a critical part of it. One of the great strengths of this country, Jim, is because we've had this strong record before regulation and banks went kablooey, of starting a lot of small businesses that became, many of them, the big businesses of tomorrow.
That's right.
Unlike other countries, we create new big companies from small ones every generation. And this is something I hope in the second term Trump will focus on, and that is urging community banks, the regulators. As you know, once upon a time, community banks, small banks, were huge sources of money for startups, for
yep.
small businesses. And now the regulators have stomped on that. We got to reverse that and say, you know, make careless loans, but we're not going to gig you if make a loan to an entity that you think's got real possibilities, because
right.
you know the community and we don't.
Well, that's exactly right. I'm glad you brought up community banks. Nobody's a greater champion of community banks than I am, and they know that. Hey, Steve, I am going to interject a little politics in this now. One of the things that I've observed over the last 23 years is, warts and all, Republicans differentiate between small businesses and big businesses. Democrats, not so much. And that's what I worry about a Biden presidency. We took it on the chin during the Obama administration. Small businesses suffered tremendously during the Obama administration, not the least of which from Obamacare and tax increases and other things. But I worry in a Biden administration that small businesses will continue to be lumped in with the big business. To me, Democrats, the ones that I keep meeting
somebody,
over the years.
Somebody told me the other day, he said, you should hold on when you hear the regulators and the politicians talk about small and medium-sized businesses. Because that smacks of industrial policy.
That's exactly right.
I.e., they think the large companies are it and the rest are sideshows.
Or they conflate
no
the two. If they're mad at industry, they think they should also be mad at small business. They don't realize that they're different animals. That's one of the problems.
Sure. And as we've discussed in the past, small businesses don't have big legal departments to cope with the massive rules and regulations these people keep pouring out.
Blasingame's first law of small business states, a small business is not a little big business. And I wish the Democrats would more of that. Steve, last thoughts, quickly.
That's a good way to put it.
Last thoughts, quickly,
Steve. I think for all our problems, the strength of the country is real, and we're going to get whatever comes our way and emerge the stronger for it. I'm old enough to remember the 1980s after the terrible decade of the 1970s. Yeah. We're going to do it again.
Quickly, who's going to win the election? Quickly.
I'll say it, even though I have no support for it, Trump.
Okay. Well, we'll call you back and we'll revisit that. Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. Thank you, Steve, for being here. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.